Yes, whatever about something in the water, I do feel the presence of one Sean Defoe in some ethereal way on the line for Twitter Thursday. How you doing, Sean?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, all the better for hearing yourself. What's it like in Dublin today?
Rainy, dark, all the good stuff. Now we haven't the bit of ice, not much snow yet. I was sort of hoping to wake up to being snowed in, but that unfortunately hasn't happened.
See, it's the child at heart. I can imagine your cocker spaniel, young Sammy, out and about, delighted if there was snow.
Yeah, well, he's not delighted with the rain here. He's just like, why can't we go outside? And then I was like, pointing at the window, going, you want to go out in that?
Yeah.
You want to do a walk? Well, then, I shouldn't say the W words, just in case.
Well, just in case, yeah, he's a bit like Mr. Riley. He's fond of his comforts, yes, indeed. Well, now, Hosier, Mr. Andrew himself, that man from Bray, he's been making a few waves on Twitter during the week, has he not?
This is this is an odd one. I haven't gotten to the bottom of this. I don't really know what the story of it is, but it caught my eye during the week, as it would anybody. So I'm going to read you the tweet in full. He tweeted this at 7:59 p.m. on the 6th of March, and I'm quoting, "I can't believe the full story surrounding this, so I'm going to clarify it here. Yes, my baby teeth were found in a number of units from the last album's pre-sales. No, we don't know how that happened. Yes, it will be available again this time due to popular demand." Unquote. Now, there's a lot of confusing things about this. Firstly, his baby teeth were found in units of the album. So I'm presuming this is vinyl or something.
Bizarre, Sean. Bizarre.
Yeah, and also want to know, it will be available this time around due to popular demand. Does he mean baby teeth? If so, how many baby teeth does he have? Was it removing all of these baby teeth that ultimately led to him being such a good singer? Like, there are so many unanswered questions. It's got 6.1 million views, this particular tweet.
6.1 million views?
More than the entire population of Ireland. And now it's like, what has this man just got in? Is it like a great white shark? Constant teeth that are always falling out into albums. So, just strange. Big questions that need to be answered here.
Do you know what? If he had put out something half reasonable, he wouldn't have garnered anything like 6.1 million views or whatever it was.
No, it's actually like devilishly good marketing. And by not clarifying at all, by just saying, hey, I've got this new album out or this release of the album. Maybe go and buy it. You might find some of my baby teeth, you know. Yeah. Very, very strange.
We'll keep an eye on it.
Looking through some of the replies here, it's mostly memes, and it's mostly people going, what? You know, the what that was found in there?
Yeah.
So, we'll keep you up to date if anything gets updated. But if you happen to buy a Hosier album and you find baby teeth in it, let us know, and maybe keep them because they could be worth something.
I reckon you could be onto something there. Now, moving swiftly along, Jamie Lee Curtis. Now, she was tweeting during the week, or more importantly, on Twitter, being featured on Twitter. And we have a little clip of that conversation. Well, more her kind of having a soapbox moment here. So will we take a listen, Sean?
I am going to just say this now as a taunt and as a suggestion. You too, do a matinee. Coldplay, do a matinee. What about a 12 noon concert, Coldplay? What about it? Bruce Springsteen, do a matinee. You're old. Why wouldn't you let me come see you, Bruce Springsteen, in your glory days, pun intended, and do it at noon or 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 2 o'clock matinee, theater in New York, 2 o'clock. I will come and hear your 5-hour concert, Bruce, at 2 o'clock, and I'm going to be home and in bed by 7:30.
Quite vehement in her pronouncements there. She's popping the mic the whole way along. And, God, I'd love to be able to be in a position to go to a midday concert, wouldn't you?
Well, during the week, it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Just take the day off. Like, I can... Maybe it's a sign that I'm getting old. When I first saw this, I was like, yeah, you know what? If you said to me on a Saturday at 12 o'clock, Hosier, you two, or whoever was going to be on, because I've, you know, in my dotage, in my older age.
Oh, now, Sean, slippers and your cocoa awaiting you on your arrival home.
I've become a big fan of a day drinking, you know, starting early and finishing early, going to a boozy brunch and being at home by 7 and, you know, still able to put the feet up and watch a movie and go to bed. Because you wake up the next day without the hangover, it's so much better. You get your proper night's sleep and you still have the wildest of a night out. I did see that Annie Mack, the DJ Annie Mack, was trialing something like this in a nightclub. It was like an early nightclubs. You go at 6 o'clock and it closes at midnight. And you just, you do all the madness and the debauchery of it, but at an earlier hour and you're still home in bed at a reasonable time. This is 100% a sign I'm getting old, because I agree. Do it earlier. Give us a matinee.
There are things to be said. I did spot one Argentinian reply there and they said, yeah, great idea, but here in Argentina it's very hot at 12 in the afternoon.
Oh, well, just didn't think of that now, did you? Take your top off.
Yeah.
You're at a concert.
No sympathy for other people.
Have a bit of water with you. Have a beer. Take your top off. Enjoy the sun. And no, I don't have any sympathy that you get very hot weather in Argentina. Well for you. We don't have that problem here. So we can do 12 o'clock matinees in Ireland in the cold. That would be fine.
Let me tell you, that's not an original idea, because I can tell you that Elvis, when he was on his Vegas jaunt, he did 2 shows a day, one of which was a matinee. Hard to believe that now.
That is kind of hard to believe, but I mean, it makes a lot more sense in somewhere like Vegas, where they literally do not sleep, and you're like, you could be stumbling out of somewhere, and you go, it's 8 a.m. Let's go to see Elvis. Why not? It's a different, very different culture. Then you look at somewhere like Berlin, where it's literally like just 24/7. You walk in to a nightclub on a Friday evening, you can walk out on a Sunday evening, and you won't have missed much. You know,
and that's
the way they operate. Depends on what stage of life you're at, Ollie, I suppose.
Well, sure, there you have it. Well, now, what have you on foot this week, can I ask, in your Explainer podcast, Sean?
The death of Ireland's golden visas. So this is this golden visa scheme that was an offer for more than 10 years where international millionaires could buy Irish residency for a chunk of change, and loads of money was used for some of it, very good things, like some Peter McVeary Trust, for example, got money out of it, and it's building Louth's new GAA stadium. And just in the last few weeks, the government decided they're going to close it off after a big surge in applications from China. So this week's podcast, Let Me Explain, goes inside it. Why was it there in the first place? Who was applying and coming into this country, these international millionaires, and why has it now been shut down?
Interesting. Okay, so look for Sean Defoe wherever you find your podcast. You will find that, and he will inform you of same. Sean, always good to talk to you. Have a great rest of the week, my man.
Thanks, Ollie. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.